Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I get to sing
Younger Than Springtime Am I, because it is spring. Spring has sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where my girlfriend is. You ever have that?
It would have
been
that one
for you. Well, it would have been for you. Spring has sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where my boyfriend is. So there, that could have been yours, what was on your side of the street. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't have a girlfriend. However, I did. If Jennifer were here, she would enjoy this story. Perhaps this would be, I'm not sure, this doesn't fall under any category necessarily. Most of you probably talked yesterday about the fact that I was down with Dr. Ken, having my annual physical to make sure that I had a heart, number one, and it was functioning well.
And is it?
And did my cardiovascular stuff. He said that I have, he's the fourth doctor. I go through all my, in my wintertime pursuits, I get all of my various bodily functions checked out, if you will. It's probably too much information. But I have a various group of doctors, and I'm conscious of my health and my well-being, and most of the time what I eat other than some great ice cream. So I went through all the stuff, the stress tests and up and down and sideways. And I'm actually, he said, in better shape now than I was 4 years ago. And I've heard that three or four times from people, so I'm pleased with that. So,
whatever you were doing, you were doing it right.
So he's in, I spent the weekend, I went down on Friday night, I got into Orlando, I met with some business folks on Saturday, went down and spent Saturday night with a friend and had breakfast there in Jupiter on Sunday, then went up to Cocoa Beach to where my friend Jay Honeycutt, who used to run the shuttle, he lives, and we had a wonderful visit. And then I went over with Ken to see his daughter perform in the Tampa Dinner Theater, and I posted a picture of that on my Facebook page, whether you saw it or not.
What show did they do?
They did a, I don't remember what the name of it was, doing. Hers, I think, is called. It's one of those, it's a silly story. But yet, it's nice to see somebody that you know acting. I've known Amanda since she was like 3 years old, so it's interesting to have watched her through her maturation years and to see her as a young woman as an actress. It's fun. So after I spent the whole day with Ken yesterday, I went to the Orlando airport and got on a plane and plopped myself down in the second row. And after I sat down, I looked up, and who was sitting in front of me but Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I looked at her and smiled. And, no, not at all. No,
oh, my goodness.
Sat in front, and nobody paid much attention to her. I'm not sure the guy who sat next to her even knew who she was, frankly. And she was kept to herself. I mean, she was... she wasn't like she was when she was in the State of the Union or any of the other stuff. She was sat and was quiet, and she was a normal human being. So a couple of times we sort of exchanged a glance. When I got off the plane, I looked at her and I said to her, it doesn't make any difference who I am, but I am a radio guy, and I'm probably the only radio guy that you would ever encounter that really doesn't want to interview you. And I didn't say it wasn't. I smiled and I said, but you are a national character. And she kind of looked at me. She's very short, actually.
You said all of that to her?
I did, yeah, right. Why not? She's a human being.
It's like, who's this rude person that just randomly comes up with this unwelcome comment?
I was going to engage her in a little more conversation because I think she's a very interesting person. But I had to catch another plane, so I didn't. She got off in Washington, and I got on another plane for Boston. But I just, it was, if Jennifer, remind me to tell the story to Jennifer when she was here.
You should have complimented her and then asked her if she wanted to grab a bite to eat the next time you're in D.C.
Well, that might have been the case, except that I don't really want to do that.
Sure, so, you do.
Well, it might have been. Interesting. All right, so anyway, that's my trip around the world conversation for the last couple
wow.
of days.
Of course it would be Marjorie Taylor Greene on the flight, though. Like, yeah. of anybody else, of course it would be her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's the old business about attraction, and as much as we talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
Is right? Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so Donald Trump's going to be arrested today. Yes? No? Maybe? It would seem. it seems. And then, so where does it go from there? What practical value does it have? What I think about the decisions that need to be made about Trump, and I wonder about this is a pretty thin case. Frankly, from my overview, he's done a lot of stuff that's questionable business-wise and otherwise during his life. This is kind of not about business. It's kind of about
Well, this is about hush money, which yeah. is apparently a misdemeanor charge even. So it's
right.
like, okay, nobody is above the law, point blank. Nobody is above the law, mm-hmm. including politicians. But how many politicians are out there that have done way worse and just
right.
with the hush money were better at it
mm-hmm.
than
yeah.
get busted?
Right, exactly. So that's plus the fact if you look into this DA, he's kind of he's very political. He's not objective. He's leaving himself wide open for a lot of criticism, given what I can see reading the lack of I don't know if it's transparency. I'm not sure what it is. But looking at this, there probably are better things to chase Trump around if you want to just make him an example of something. But to waste the taxpayers' time, I don't know if it's kind of a waste of money. Not that taxpayers aren't paying for a lot of political pursuits on both sides that really don't have any bearing on anything except, I'm going to get you, you know, that kind of stuff. So at any rate, it'll be interesting to see. Whether at this time, he's not going to go to jail. He'll get arrested if that's the case, and then they'll post bail, whatever it is that applies. Just the hoopla around it is, it just bothers me because there's so many more important things going on. All of this stuff with Trump, Hunter Biden, things that would... It seems that people make it important because they haven't got anything else in their lives to be concerned about. You know, isn't that kind of the way it is? I spent 4 days in Florida, and I've spent a lot of time thinking about Ron DeSantis, and I've talked to a lot of people about Ron DeSantis, including Ken. Ken Kronos, who is associated with this program, as most of you know, he's been on this program with me for 20 years. He does Good Day Health, a weekend program, but we also have inserts from him during the week talking about things that are obviously of import and current. And before Ron DeSantis was the governor of Florida, he was Ken's congressman. And Ken knows from firsthand experience how this guy operates. I don't have any feeling for him one way or another. He is being criticized for things that are being, from my overview in the last couple of days of talking to three or four different people, kind of digging around a little myself, a lot of the stuff that he's being criticized for is kind of the same routine, news media routine, as is being pursued against Trump. It's a news media campaign, and is it really the truth? Are the things that people are saying about Ron DeSantis, are they true? Is he doing what, and, you know, when it comes to the whole business about children and their sexuality, I think when you look into it or you think about it, I don't know that I want my grandson, or me either of my grandsons, to be investigating their sexuality in the third grade or, you know, from kindergarten to the third grade. And it appears that's what he wanted to put a stop to. That sort of stuff in school. I think it's inappropriate, frankly, until you're in junior high school. I taught 6th, 7th, and 8th grade English and speech back in the 60s and 70s when there wasn't this kind of education, when youngsters were beginning to feel what their sexuality...
Mm-hmm.
They weren't,
when
you know, that's
hit.
When you
when,
go through
like,
it.
Let
yeah.
kids be kids. Let children
right.
be children.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then there's also the other line like that's happening in Tennessee where... people don't even want children around anyone. They're like, they're against inclusion. And it's one of those things where it's like, you don't have to talk about, you don't have to talk about sexualized side of it. You don't have to talk about who's into whom.
Yeah.
Just exist with each other. Be decent human beings.
What's the hurry? I guess that would be my question when it comes to that sort of thing. What the heck is the big deal in terms of hurrying it up? And then there was some other stuff. There's a lot of social media mocking of Ron DeSantis. He wrote in his book that he was geographically raised in Tampa Bay, but culturally in the Midwest. Okay, so what's the big deal with that?
A lot of people have grown up in households that their parents may have been raised somewhere else, and they brought a lot of their own background and history to it. But let's also look at Ilaria Baldwin.
Yeah.
Because she could technically make that, she has exactly made that same argument.
Mm-hmm.
And people slammed her.
Yeah, well, okay. But are there better things to pick apart than that? I guess there are lots of
Ilaria
critics. Well, we all make.
But it goes to show one of those things that it's not always what people are doing; it's who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We give people free passes depending on who it is, when we will still condemn other people for doing the exact same thing. It's odd.
And I guess I would wonder out loud why this is important. This is. So the guy's running for president, he's going to be scrutinized. Whether it's Trump, DeSantis, Biden, whoever it is. I remember when Bill Clinton was running, he needed, and Jimmy Carter as well. You need to have a thick skin. I never thought Ronald Reagan, although he got pummeled a little bit by some, he was of the people in my lifetime, other than I go back to when Eisenhower was president. He didn't have to have a thick skin because politics wasn't the same then. Politics changed when Kennedy ran, and it was different because Kennedy was Catholic, and that became that was the
big notifier.
That was it. Yeah, that was why people were after.
A lot changed when Kennedy was president, even the way to travel.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So anyway, a lot of food for thought. Hey, here we are. How do you like this? This is the Good Day program, if you're new to it. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's 18 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day on the 21st of March. Actually, this is the first day of spring, but it doesn't occur until later on in the afternoon. So tomorrow is the first full day of spring. It was 80 degrees in Florida on a couple of days. They got cold. Yesterday morning when I got up, it was cold, like 43 degrees. Not supposed to be like that in central Florida, but then it warmed up nicely, and it's looking like today is a fairly good day across the country. Enjoy tomorrow as the first full day of spring.
There's a story. It's spring. Spring hit 5:35 p.m. in the evening yesterday.
I thought it was today.
We're totally in spring. We're in the thick of it now.
We are?
See you, winter.
Yeah. Okay. Tell that to the people in the mountains. All right. Sharon Stone is a focus of some celebrity gossip, if that's what this is. Social media trends focusing on what her economic situation is, because she apparently was a big depositor in the Silicon Valley Bank. So what happened to her and her money? We'll focus on that after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
All right, so Jay, do you remember Basic Instinct? You're not old enough to remember that when it came out.
I mean, there's been so much discussion over. Right. I've never seen it, but I feel like you don't even have to see it anymore if you've never seen it. There's been so much discussion over it that there's really only one scene anybody ever talks about. What's the rest of the movie about?
Pretty much more of the same, or a close connection to more of same, if you will. I was talking about this. I think I made mention of it on Thursday, or was it Thursday or Friday? A quick mention of it, because there have been so many people who lost so much money in the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. I was thinking about the other movie that Michael Douglas was in with a femme fatale, and the other actress I couldn't think of for whatever the reason popped into my mind after I went off the air was Glenn Close. And it was a similar kind of movie, but at any rate, this isn't about her, this is about Sharon Stone, who's now 65 years of age. She hasn't come across as being a genius, although she is. She's apparently extraordinarily smart and well-read. Lots of different things. I don't know why she got that reputation from some of the parts that she played. Anyway, so the shutting down of the SVB bank has caused a lot of people to be very distressed and to lose money. I thought, when I saw this other time, I said, wait a minute, that's not the story. The government has said everybody will be protected and get all of their money. Mm-hmm. So how does somebody like Sharon Stone lose half of her money if, in fact, the government says, we're going to protect you?
Yeah, the banking system is safe.
Yeah, so why'd she lose half of her money? Anyway, she is someone who's... and there's no... I don't see an answer to that, frankly, anywhere. I'm concerned that a lot of we're getting more baloney from the government that's not really true.
I would think there's some kind of insurance situation in place where people will get their money back.
Yeah, I think probably sooner or later. But anyway, that's her up-to-date story here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida began a surprise visit to Ukraine early this morning, hours after Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in neighboring Russia for a three-day visit. Kishida is meeting with President Zelensky in the Ukrainian capital. The entourage is reporting they will show respect to the courage and patience of the Ukrainian people who are standing up to defend their homeland under President Zelensky's leadership. A New York grand jury investigating former President Trump over a non-disclosure agreement payment to Stormy Daniels appears ready to complete its work as soon as law enforcement officials make preparations for possible unrest in the event of an indictment. Trump over the weekend claimed he would be arrested today. A new United Nations report says an estimated 43,000 people died during Somalia's largest drought on record last year, and half of them were likely children under 5 years of age. Lance Fry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed, and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Thanks to Jennifer Horn for having been here when I'm not here, she is. And even sometimes when I am here, she is. Jay Kirzner is always here, the dependable one, on the Good Day program where you can depend on us for having put together lots of information for the day, talking about things that hopefully are a matter to you, sometimes some solutions to problems. That's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. So that's why we kind of do it. It's proven, it's borne fruit, if you will, over the years to do something. That's what I said to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't do the regular kind of political program, and that I wanted her not to think that I wouldn't interview her because I didn't think she was worthy of having a conversation with. Actually,
did you specify that?
Maybe. I specified. Yes, I did. Right. There's a problem with cars that I'm having, and maybe this is for those of you who like cars, like to drive, enjoy listening to things on the radio when you're driving. There is a real danger that that pastime is going to go away. Last week we were talking about AM radio being dumped by some car manufacturers, especially if you're interested in electric cars, and
oh, yeah.
I'm not, but the AM thing is now being supplanted by some considering removing free FM. The idea is if you want to have an FM radio in your car, you need to pay for it. Well, that's kind of specious because you're paying for the radio in the car. I can remember back in the days when you paid to have a heater put in the car. Maybe that's how, if Jen were here, she'd tease me about that. Yeah, when they first started, what was it like, Doug, when Henry Ford was building the first car?
Back when you drove like Fred Flintstone with your feet.
Yeah, right. So the idea of paying for FM radio, the idea that supposedly, according to the people, and this is an age thing as much as anything else, an age and an attitudinal thing, because there is so much focus on devices and what those devices have, what they allow you to do or what they enable you to do. Oh, yeah, you just plug that in. And then there's a thing on my iPhone when I plug it into more recently purchased truck that I have, it goes right to this, some YouTube music that somehow got recorded and put into some one of the cycles, and that shows up every time I plug the radio, I'm sorry, I plug the iPhone into the charger, a YouTube song comes up. It is the most damnable, annoying thing, and I have to push to go to whatever music station I'm listening to, or a news station, or, you know, talk. Whatever it is that I want to listen to, I have to go back and find it. And so, anyway, not that that's such a big deal.
But I feel like that's something people would do if they had to pay for even FM radio.
Mm.
So many people either already pay some kind of streaming service where they would just use whatever they already for what they already pay, or you could do YouTube where you can make playlists and people just pull up the music videos of what they want, create their little playlist thing. Yes, you'd have to listen to pre-roll, but that's not much unlike FM radio anyway, of having a commercial or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like people would still just do the workaround.
Yeah. Well, I just find this is an attack. So my suggestion or my solution to the problem is don't buy a new car. Find a car if you want it. There are plenty of good used cars around. And I know this will annoy some of the people on some of the local stations who have a lot of car dealers who are advertising, and you know, I'm sorry if you don't like it.
They have used cars on the lot too.
Yeah, right. Buy a used car from some good dealer that you trust, and stay away. If you can't find what you want, i.e., you can't find an AM radio and you can't find an FM radio, and make it a thing. Ask the salesperson when you're buying the car: does this car have? Is it easy for me to find an AM radio station that I want or FM stations? And if they sputter, or if they're like under 30, they're probably going to, well, why would you want to do that? You can do this. No, they're not there to teach you how to live your life. You want what you want, and you're going to pay for it. So if you're going to pay for it, then get what you want. That would be my message to those who are confronting the problem. Buying a new car that doesn't have a radio in it is like buying, for me, a new car that doesn't have any wheels on it. But it's productive. Okay, let's talk about Putin and the arrest warrant for war crimes. This is something that's going to... is it going to have an impact? Are they going to find him? Well, they're not going to be able to go in there and get him. That's for sure. So if he steps onto a plane and gets off somewhere where this tribunal at The Hague has some teeth, then the extradition, then he's in trouble. But is it that we don't know? I mean, why would you, if it were me and I were running The Hague, this has happened before in the past. I remember visiting this place in The Hague once many years ago. I actually did a program this is sort of the international court, if you will. Very interesting place. Anyway, so is there any doubt that Putin has committed war crimes? There's no doubt whatsoever in anybody's mind. None, except maybe in his own, you know, squash brain. And he got to know in his heart of hearts that he's a no good murderer. And so,
no, he's a hero to him in his heart. And then hero. He is not a murderer. He is doing what needs to be done, and he deserves the respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on there.
In his head. Well, mm-hmm. he deserves to be arrested and tried and murdered. Not murdered, but hung, perhaps, or shot, or whatever. Didn't I see something about the death penalty? I know I did someplace here. Yeah, Idaho. Okay, I found it. Idaho is now the seat in our country to be shot by a firing squad. And I chuckle about that, but this is something that has been kind of a tradition in America and elsewhere. You know, in France they have the guillotine, and everybody says, oh my God! Well, whether they chop your head off or shoot you or hang you doesn't make any difference. You're still going to be dead.
Well, and one of the reasons they stopped it was because they felt like it was inhumane.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
But there have been inmates on death row that have wanted. That's how they wanted to die. They wanted death by firing squad. And I think that's kind of why it's being reexamined now.
I think you should be killed. If you kill somebody, you should be killed the same way you killed whoever your victim was. Stab them, shoot them, strangle them, hang them, whatever. I just think you deserve the same punishment that you have bestowed on somebody else. Does that sound cruel? No, I don't really care whether it does or it doesn't. Firing squads, though, in Idaho will only be used if the state can't get the drugs needed for lethal injections, which is a problem, and it's been an excuse for the people that are on death row not being killed because they can't find the right drugs, which is a holy...
Or they don't give the right dosage or something like that.
That's a bunch of baloney. I can find drugs all day long to put a dog to sleep, to put one of my cows to sleep. I was about to say it was a horse. but it is. They can find this stuff. It's the people who don't want to... How do I say this without making it sound like bleeding heart liberal? People who are against the death penalty are always finding ways to not have the death penalty used. And that's okay. I'm not a big fan of the death penalty anyway. I don't think it's a deterrent. And the many times that I've actually investigated or looked into these things, 9 times out of 10 the people who are executed are not the people who really did the crime. Especially if you're in a southern state, Mississippi is a good example. It's happened in South Carolina. It's happened in lots of different states where people have been put in jail. Never mind executed, but people spent 20 years of their life in jail and they didn't do it.
Yeah, it does seem like there needs to be without a reasonable doubt that this person is guilty if they are going to pursue the death penalty.
Right. Okay.
Like hard evidence, not enough to prove that they're not guilty.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. All right, in Thailand, there was a story last week some of you may have remembered because it was unsettling. The story of those missing radioactive cylinders. Well, apparently, this is from officials in Thailand. So do we believe them? I don't know that much about Thailand. I know a number of years ago, maybe 25 years ago, when they had a big, the business in a couple of Asian countries, including Thailand, where they had that huge tsunami and millions of people were killed. My son went over there for a month to work with some of his friends, and I remember the stories that he brought back talking about Thailand. Let's say a modern country, but kind of trying to be, if you know, does that make sense? So they're messing around with radioactivity and nuclear power, that sort of thing. So there was a missing radioactive cylinder, and they found it. after looking for it for, 10 days or so, was a 12-inch long cylinder, had the radioactive material that was missing as a piece of machinery at a steam power plant where they are using nuclear power. See, this is the stuff that kills the interest in having nuclear power because people are not responsible with what they do to the stuff that comes out of the process of creating nuclear power. It's something that has to be. We have nuclear submarines, nuclear aircraft carriers, nuclear power plants here and elsewhere. I think the best ones are in Europe. Most of the power in Europe comes from nuclear power plants. Well, they've been able to you know, kind of stand up against all those who have criticized using it. And it's something that if you're responsible and you got some kind of management, then you know what to do with this stuff, whatever it is. But if you don't, then you got a high cancer risk wherever it is.
It's one of those things that if something goes wrong, it goes horrendously,
really
horrifically wrong. Well, this is kind of reminiscent of the missing radioactive capsule in Australia. That was basically like looking for a needle in a haystack. It fell off a truck in some stretch of highway, like a massive stretch of highway, and it took them quite some time to find it.
Yeah. Well, listen, it is a worry. It is a concern. But still, there is a responsible way of handling this stuff. It's called caesium. Caesium, is that what it's very called? It's something like that. C-A-E-S-I-U-M. Whatever it is, it sounds bad, right? That stuff just sounds...
Yeah, you try radioactive with anything, I feel like it's going to sound very bad.
Yeah, it does sort of sound bad. All right, do we have time for Kevin McCarthy? Not really. Or do we just... Maybe it's only worth 20 seconds. This is what we started with, other than my story about Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Trump arrest. McCarthy says Americans should not protest. Why would you protest? Trump's guilty of a lot of things. How they handle it remains to be seen. But at least McCarthy was smart enough to urge calmness in the event of an arrest today of Donald Trump. So there's some food for thought at 48 after the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's the Farm Beat Food, Farm and Family Time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. J. Kirshner is here to celebrate National Ag Day, which is today. As many people in America don't have a clue about agriculture, take it for granted. So this day has been arranged by the American Council of Agriculture in America, a nonprofit organization that comprises the leaders in the ag and food community. Usually this day, maybe, more so now if we think about it after COVID, it's a good time to honor the efforts of people who are farmers, all those related to agriculture, and promoting awareness of the efforts is probably the best thing that we can do. So, this day in this year, producers, agricultural organizations, universities, corporations, government departments, recognizing the greatness, the need for American agriculture. National Ag Day, founded by the Agriculture Council in 73. The first Ag Day was celebrated in 1979. Since then, the Agricultural Council of America has put efforts into creating awareness about the role of agriculture. Why? This seems like it's the same thing as learning how to walk or learning how to talk. If you don't have any food, you're dead. D-E-A-D, dead. So even if you're not involved directly in agriculture, don't you think people ought to learn about where our food comes from? This was so patently.
It doesn't originate in the grocery stores.
No, but that's what most people or many people thought well into their 20s that didn't know anything about the food system and where it comes from. The American family farmer, still 96% of the farms are owned by family farmers in America, but the other 4% owned by the huge corporations, the ag corps, if you will, that are and have been the subject of a lot of scrutiny in the last few years because of the pandemic in part. Are you buying your food from local agriculture? Are you making it? Are you making an attempt, an effort? Does, like farmers markets, are they an important part of your weekend routine? Most people have the farmers markets are most on the weekend, but some places they have them during the week. So even if you're not involved in agriculture, don't you think you should learn? Again, teach your children, as the song goes. Safe, abundant, useful products on the family farm. Another important thing that agriculture provides is a lot of employment opportunity. We're having a hard time on the farm, my farm, everybody's farm. I was talking about this with a farmer over the weekend. You can't, it isn't just the farm either. It's everywhere. No, where is everybody? Why can't we find people to work? And so anyway, we've got the Ag Day. And if you go back to the pre-industrial revolution, half of the population was employed in agriculture. Half of the population of America employed in agriculture. Think about that. And then fast forward to today, less than 2% of the population is directly employed in the agriculture sector. So does that mean become more efficient as a result of the Industrial Revolution? Yeah. Tractors, equipment, McCormick Deering, Cyrus McCormick in Chicago comes up with the first steam-powered tractor and then makes implements to make it easier. It's the, you know, it's when it all started, part of the Industrial Revolution. So thank your local farmers today, National Ag Day. It's also National French Bread Day. And let's see, where do we, how do we trace back if this is France? No, go back.
Well, yeah, well, 300 BC, ancient Egyptians were the ones that started utilizing yeast and bread to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was typically bread. The flatbreads like naan and pita.
Right. So yeast and bread starts at 300 BC. Grain is ground in 800 BC. Fast forward to 1917, bread becomes industrialized. The first mechanical bread slicer is invented in 1917. And
yeah,
then in
isn't that where like the whole best things in sliced bread kind of comes
from? Yeah, right, exactly. It's the best things in sliced bread. Okay. 1928, modern bread first viewed. Well, there were some people who were concerned about even yeast being put into bread in heaven. It raised, that's why the Jews don't eat. It's flatbread, and that's because it doesn't have any yeast in it, and it's supposedly not good for it, whatever it is. I think it is part of the problem that people have with gluten intolerance, as a matter of fact. So today, acknowledge your local friendly family farmer, and also have a loaf of bread. That's how you can celebrate today, Tuesday, with Good Day. It's now 28. Whoops, no, it isn't either. It's 58. Good heavens. It's almost the end of another hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. If you're leaving us now, make it a good day.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.